remember many years ago. They'll be watching from these windows. Childhood song, sometime it touches us somewhere along the way, and we don't sing very often, but sometime they'll come back in our minds. That song seemed like come back in my mind this morning. I hope this morning that you can pray, and I sure feel awful empty today, and I don't know where to begin, and I thought sitting there, Lord, what am I going to say? I don't have nothing to say this morning. And I said, well, I'd get up and offer myself. And if it pleased the Lord this morning to use me, then it would be well for him and his kingdom. And it would be well for me, because if he does, then I'll draw substance. And you know, if we don't draw substance along the way, you'll soon wither. The tree will soon wither and dry up and blow away. And I feel the day that we can dry up and get awful cold in this land while we travel here upon the road. And he said, I liken them, you know, unto trees. And he said, a tree by the water, the leaves would never fade. And we'll draw nigh unto him who is the water of life. We can draw substance from the Lord, and there we can drink from the fountain that will never run dry. There we can drink everlasting water, as he told the little woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. He said, if you'd know who it was that was speaking unto you, you would ask of him drink, and he would give unto you a drink of water that would be in you a well of living water that would spring up into everlasting life. So if we've been born again today, Brother Lonnie, I'm going to say that you've got a well of water in you. And sometime along the way, when you get thirsty, you can drink from that well and get a drink of a water that will bring life unto you, that will bring rejoicing, that will bring refreshing of the Spirit. You know, brethren, because you've been born again doesn't mean that you don't need refreshing of the Spirit. Ah, brethren, today when the Spirit refreshes you and the tree will begin to bloom, and the leaves will get a little greener because of the water, brethren. I looked down like Brother Skip this morning and saw the green grass because of the water, the rains that the Lord has caused to come down. Brother Skip, I know it brings destruction, and I know, brethren, that it brings sorrow into many hearts. But the Bible says that the Lord caused the rain to come down from heaven, the snow and the rain, that give seed to the sower and bread unto the eater. Brethren, today, so if it be the Lord's will, that he might give us the water, that the flowers may begin to bloom upon the earth again. Brethren, today, he said, the writer said, I'm going to take my time, brother. I hope the Lord will just continue to bless this poor man to man. He said, brethren, concerning the law and the grace covenant, brethren, he said, lo, the winter is over. The law would pass. Lo, the winter is over. And the rains appear upon the earth. The time of the singing of the birds has come. Brother Woodrow, here today upon this land of ours. And here's the best thing about it. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Brethren, today, brethren, he talked about, Brother Lonnie did, the middle wall petition being broke down and the law becoming to an end. Brethren, I'm going to say that the law is already fulfilled and been rolled back to the lawgiver. And brethren, Moses wasn't the lawgiver now. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, brethren, whom we have to do, and in whom our life is in his hand, Brother Lonnie, and he holds our life in his hand. And I'm glad today that I've got a Savior in heaven that holds my life in his hand. When I'm weak, he said, then am I strong. Brethren, I seem to stay weak an awful lot. And I thank God, if you don't hold me up, I'll not be able to stand. He said, then stand, having your loins girded about with truth, taking on on the whole armor of God, people. The day God's got an armor for you to put on. Put you on the whole armor of God. Put it on the breastplate of faith and the shield, brethren, where you'll be able to ward off all the fiery darts of the devil. Brethren, today as we see having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and taking the helmet of salvation, brethren. If you ain't got no salvation, you're not going to be able to stand when the fiery darts of the devil come. You're going to fall by the wayside. But I'll tell you today, people, if you're like a tree planted by the water, you'll be able to stand. Brethren, whose leaves never fade. Brethren, and we'll draw something from that river. No wonder David of old said, I saw a river, a pure river of water, brethren, and he said, flowing, brethren, where's it flowing from? Out of the throne of God. John saw that, and he said, brethren, out of the throne of God, and out of the Lamb. Brethren, today, it's still flowing today. Brethren, and he saw, he said, I saw New Jerusalem that came down out of heaven, adorned as a bride for her husband. Bless the Lord today. She's dressed up. She's got a garment on. Brethren, she's dressed up, and I'll say she's got a royal garment on. Brethren, today for them that has drink of that water, they're shining forth brighter than the sun. For he said, the light, when I was in the world, I was the light of the world. But I'm going to go away, and ye are the light of the world. A city that sit on a hill which cannot be hid. Burn the day of then. Hear the morning, people. Have you been born again? You're part of that city. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people, and you shall show forth the praise of the Lord. He said in that day, my people will be a willing people. When the Lord brings again Zion, my watchmen, they shall see eye to eye. Brethren, what's wrong today? The watchmen are not on the wall, brethren. They're not sounding the alarm. The watchmen are not seeing eye to eye. And a house divided, people, cannot stand. Brethren, there was a man one time. I stood on the wall, brethren. I had a plumb line in his hand. Brethren, and he measured line on line, pre-sale, on pre-sale, brother wouldn't roll. This man still got the line today, the lay on the mark, brethren. And his watchmen, they're scoring and hewing to that line. Jesus, brethren, I'm going to say he is the line today. Straight is the gain. Narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. And few there be is going to find. But the man that's been down to the banquet hall, and the banner over him's been loved. He's got a drink of the water, brother, and he's living forever and ever. I'm talking about a salvation, brother, that comes down from God out of heaven. It's not of this world, brother. The world knows not anything about it. They despise the way of God. God, brethren, I hear upon the earth. Oh, but I love God's ways, Brother Lonnie. His way to me is true. His way to me is pure. Brother Ewell today, his way to me is live. And in him, brethren, I found no darkness, neither shadow of turning. But the man in whom we have to do, the found the living water, the bread, he said, that would come down from God out of heaven, brother. On that day, brother, when he raised his arms home and ascended into the heavens, he said, it's needful that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. I'm going to say, brother, have you been born again? You got that Comforter in the inside. You got the Spirit of the Lord in there. You got the water in there. You got the bread in there, brother. Oh, Jesus said, brother, when he went up there, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another Comforter. And when he has come, he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I've said unto you. Now listen, people. He said the books of the world could not contain the things that should have been written about him. But he said the Holy Spirit would bring these things to your remembrance. Oh, you can preach a doctrine that is true, brethren, and it be not written in the Bible, but I'll tell you, won't contradict the Bible, brethren. You can preach sound doctrine, that which become a sound doctrine, it's going to line up, brethren, line on line, precept on precept. Here a little and there a little. Here's the good part, brethren. All to them that's been down to the banquet hall, there's not enough devils in hell to get one of them. They being sealed, brother, with that Holy Spirit of promise. Brother, me, I believe it means one. There's only one Spirit, brother, I would roll today. One Spirit, one Lord, and one faith, and one baptism, and by the one Spirit are you all been baptized into the one body. Now what body was he talking about? It's not talking about the buildings of the earth, my brethren. He talked about a building built up of lively stones. I've been down to the banquet house, my good brethren. I've got a robe on. The robe of the Lord is a robe of righteousness, brethren. I've been cleansed up and got white shoes. They got white robes on, brother. And then don't get me wrong now, brother. There's a robe we're going to wear that morning. I'm not wearing today. But the robe I'm talking about is a robe of righteousness, which is the righteous judge will give unto everyone. Brethren, it's been born again. I'm going to tell you, they got a righteous robe on, and they're showing forth the praise of the Lord. They're walking in that city, brethren. If they've been born again, where's that city at today, brethren? It's in the hearts of these people. And John saw it when it come down as a bride adorned for husband. It came down into the hearts of people when Jesus went away that day. I believe she sent her back down, brother. Shall a whole nation be born to one? Shall a nation be made to be brought forth in one day? Brethren, I believe on the day of Pentecost, the whole nation was born one. Brethren, that's when the Holy Ghost come down. That's when those that been traveling a long time and trusted in the Lord, brethren. 3,000 soldiers added unto the church that day. Maybe 5,000 in another place. Brethren, here's a good part. Brother, in that time, it'll never be taken away from them. Many of them started out. Jesus sent 70 disciples out, brother. And there was many returned and went away. Why did he go away? He said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you'll have no life in you. People, and they said it was a hard saying. Who's going to be able to receive it, brother? I thought it was a hard saying one time, brother, I couldn't understand, because I had scales on my eyes, brother. Oh, but when the Lord put the eyesalve on my eyes and made me see clearly, brother, I seen where I was going to. I seen who had the salve to give. I seen who had the kingdom, brother. She's sitting on high the day, and he's got his arms stretched out, brother. He's a beckoning unto the world of mankind. Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I'm God, and beside me there is none other. Oh, that I could take the wings of the morning, brother. Oh, that I can fly to the uttermost part. Then when I leave this unfriendly world, brother, and be with the Lord, we're far better for me, brother, and I can depart and go where he is today. Brother, that I might see him, and I might behold him. I might behold him as the old writer said. Oh, God, hide me away in the grave, and appoint me a set time, Lord, and call for me. I'll sing for myself, not another. Brother Job said that. I believe like Job said, brother, Lord, hide me away in the grave. I don't want to see the end of the matter, brother. It's going to be a terrible end, people. He said the wicked would wax wickedly, and evil men and evildoers would wax worse and worse. Right down to the end, brother. I believe the end's nigh, don't you? You think time is nigh. I get worried sometimes. I see my family, my loved one, brother, taking no thought of the morrow, as though the morrow going to come. Oh, but the morrow may not come. The day may be the day that the Lord will come, brother, and who shall be able to stand. The man that's got clean hands, the man that's got the robe on. He made a dinner one time, didn't he? And sent out them to invite them to come in. Come in to the feast. Come in to the marriage supper. And brother, he went out and invited those that was bidded to come. And they would not come. Them old Jews wouldn't come, would they? But he said, you go out in the highways. Go out there where the old Gentile man was. You invite them to come in. Brother, not a clear today. And they filled the house. But there was a man come in. And he never had a wedding garment on. And he said, sir, why thou coming in, not having a wedding garment on? Brother, and he bound him and cast him out in the outer darkness. I'm going to say today, if you ain't been born again, when that day comes, you're gone where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They'll be crying. They'll be pleading. But I'm going to say it's going to be too late, Brother Lonnie. For when you cry in that day, your cries is not going to be heard. Cry the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As they did in the days of provocation, when they tempted the Lord, and they saw his wrath in the wilderness, brother, when he sent fire, his serpent, and he caused them to bite them, and many of them died, brother, in the day. But they had a remedy, didn't they? We got a remedy today. I'm going to say, brother, he said, as Moses raised up the serpent, in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, be raised up, and whosoever would look upon this servant, they would live. But people, I'm telling you, the world, mankind is not looking upon this Jesus who was lifted up high above the heavens, brethren, and even put an S on it. Where did he ascend to? He had ascended far above the heavens. Brethren, where is heaven at? I'm going to say it's right in the hearts of men. I'm now declared today, but this kingdom that God talked about, part of it is on this side of the river, and part of it is on that side of the river. He said, in whom the whole family of God, both in heaven and earth, is named. Brethren, that name is far above every name, Brother Hugh, that at the name of Jesus, every tongue should compel, every knee should bow, Brother Mike. And I'm going to say, people, there's a day coming, if you don't bow on this side of the grave, there's going to come a time when every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess unto the glory of God, unto Jesus, to the glory of God the Father. Brethren, I'm going to tell you, every eye's going to see Him. Every eye's going to see Jesus, but only the pure in heart is going to see God. Brethren, today I expect to see, brethren. It might not be the day. I might have to tarry a few more years upon the earth, but I'm looking for the day to come. My eyes is on that land far beyond the heavens, brethren, where weeping and sorrow, we said, endure but for a night here, but joy is going to come in the morning. Brethren, there's joy coming, Brother Hill, far away from the devil and all his angels. I'm gonna have to amen what Brother you said here. I believe in angels, don't you? I believe in angels, and I still believe in the power of healing, brethren. I'm going to tell this to the glory of God. 2 weeks ago, a little 17-year-old girl, I had prayer requested at the Lily of the Valley Church. Brethren, today, it's my nephew's wife. I had a blood vessel in the middle of her brain that began to leak, and it caused swelling and blood on the brain, brethren. And for 10 days, she waxed worse and worse, brethren, and they thought they was going to have to tap her brain, brethren, and they didn't have doctors here in this, even in this country. They had to send her to Pittsburgh, brethren, but brethren, she called and said for us to come over and have prayer with her, brethren. And me and my little wife went over there on a Saturday evening, and I'm going to tell you, that's the Spirit of the Lord, were witness in that room. And I said, Sissy, I remember the time back in my life when a little 5-year-old girl had leukemia, and I went down to the glory of God. I'm going to tell this because Brother Junior can't help nobody, but through him we can do all things through God to strengthen us. And I said, the little girl got better. She was at the point of death. Brethren, and that little girl, when we got up from prayer, brethren, I remember she raised her little arms up and smiled at me. You talking about pay, brethren. I'd have drove to the other side of the world. I'd have get to see that and see God's hand work, Brother Hugh. And down there 2 weeks ago, this little girl was waxing so worse and vomiting and couldn't eat. Brethren, Hugh, we went in there in the Spirit of the Lord. Lord was so strong, and I told Brenda when I lived, I said, the Lord's going to work on her, brethren. And before the night, before that evening, she got up and eat and kept it down. And the next day, you listen to this now, people, when the next day come, they took her down and done an MRI upon her. Brethren, today, and they couldn't find no blood. They couldn't find no fluid. Brethren, what do you think about a God like that? He's a God of gods and a Lord of lords. And he's still on the right hand. And he's still got the power to say unto the sick, take up thy bed and walk. To the glory of God, I hope they remember where their help come from. Brethren, today in young people's lives, here today, I'm glad I got acquainted with him, Sister Hester, when I was a young man. I'm not very old today, but I've had a good life. And if the Lord would want to take me today, I'd have to say, I've had a good life in the Lord, brethren. But bless him today. Like the song says, whether my days be few or many, all my life is his due. Everything that I got is his. And everything, every strength in my body, we are to give to him. And I know, brethren, that we fall short. Thank him today. People today, but if you want to go to heaven, if you want a God that's able to save, if you want a God that's able to cure diseases, brother, I'm not going to say it's his will to cure every disease, brother. God works in his time and his way. Brother, but I declare, if you don't ask, you're not going to receive. He said, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let him come in and lay hands upon you. Brethren, today in a prayer of the faith of the righteous will save the sick. The prayer of the faith of the righteous will save the sick. It's by faith, brother, and I'm going to say, if you got the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto yonder mountain, remove in yonder place, and it shall be done. I'm going to say, I've got a God. Brother Roger, it don't matter what you ask. Brethren, today, but you can't get out of the will of God. You can't get out of the word of God. You can't say, I've dreamed a dream, and it don't correspond with his word. You can't say the Lord has opened a vision unto you, and it goes against the word. Line on line, precept on precept, is this kingdom that I've been preaching about. For the kingdom of this world, brethren, they're the kingdom of thieves and thieves and liars. But the kingdom of God is pure, honest, and holy. Brethren, the kingdom of God is above every kingdom. Brethren, when it come into this world, Daniel said it subdued all other kingdoms and broke them down in pieces. Ain't you glad you're in a kingdom like that, Brother Woodrow, and got a God that's ruling, and a king that is ruling this kingdom, brethren, that the kingdoms of this world can't overcome you. The devil might beat on your house. Oh, brother, does he beat on your house? Does he cause you to suffer in the flesh? He sure does. He causes me to suffer in the flesh. Brother Woodrow, I know he causes you to, and he causes each one of you. You're no different than I am. Why? Because the Bible says that there is no temptation taken man but that such as common unto him. Brethren, today, so we're all in the same condition. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. And if you've been born again, you're born of the incorruptible seed on the inside, brethren. But this old outward man, Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, I thank God to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us the victory, brother. If I've got any victory today, it's in the Lord. Brother, for in the world, I have my trials and tribulations, but in him today, I've got peace, Brother Lonnie. I've got peace that the world don't understand. That the writer said, and he caused his peace to flow like a river. Oh, brother, if you can only see the river that I see today, only if you can see the throne of God, and out of the throne proceeding this clear water of life, that a man can drink of and never thirst again. Brother, and someday, I'll tell you, the writer said, he said, wherever that river flowed,
everything lives, brethren. Ain't it good to know that where the river is, there's life, brethren? But he said it never flowed in the marshy places. Did you ever read that? He said it never flowed in the marshy places. But he said it was given unto salt. And one day the Lord opened that up to me, brother, and I could see clearly. You can't see it. The Lord don't open your eyes, brother. He said, well, my spirit, my water don't flow to the world until they ask for it.
Amen.
Brethren, he said, but they are given unto salt, and ye are the salt of the earth. Brethren, I declare, when you get this head by the foolishness of preaching, it pleased God to save me, and I'm glad that I can be a fool for the Lord. I'm not being a fool, brethren, but as the foolishness of preaching unto the world, it's foolishness, but unto us, what is it today? It's the power of the Lord. It's the power of God, brethren. It's the Spirit, brother, that the world don't know nothing about. I never dreamed to feel this good today. Oh, I thank Him today. I want Him to be on my side, and I want to be on His side, brother. I want to hear Him say, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over just a few things, but I'll make you ruler over many. Now, people, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be ruling over you up there. I tell you what I believe He was talking about, Brother Lonnie. I believe He's talking about all these trials and tribulations and the works of the devil, brethren. We're going to rule over in that day. It might not be just like some people would understand it, but that's what I see in it. So the day, brother, when we're gone from this world, we're going to rule over in that land. Happy, happy, glory, and singing that song that cannot be sung on this side of the grave. I'm telling you, we're singing a song today, people. I've got a new song in my mouth. I'm like David of old said. Brother Ross, he said he found me in the waste howl and wilderness. He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay and set them on the rock. He established my goings and put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto His name. Glory, glory, glory unto Him that live forever, Brother Lonnie. No wonder the angels that you're talking about, Brother Hughes, they fell down and they give glory unto Him. Glory, glory, glory unto the Lamb that lives forever and ever. Blessed that Lamb today who was worthy to come and take the book out of the right hand. There was none other worthy, brother, to bring this kingdom. He was talking about this kingdom, people. He was talking about this kingdom. He said, and John said, I wept much. There was a book open, and no man was worthy to open that book, or to look thereupon, or loose the seals thereof. And John said, I begin to weep. Brethren, if I saw what John saw, I'd have sure wept too. Because he saw no redemption for man. He saw man go down, worlds without end. He began to cry, Lord, what in the world is going to happen to your race of people? But he says, an angel said, John, weep not, John. Behold, out of the line of the tribe of Judah, there has a man prevailed. For they looked in heaven and the earth and beneath the earth, and there was none found worthy. But out, brethren, out of the throne of God come a man that God sent forth into this world. And now the Lamb came, brother, and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat on the throne. And brethren, they said, worthy is the Lamb to open the book and loose the seals thereof, and to look thereupon, people. I'm going to say that the Lord Jesus Christ, He was the one that was coming low. He said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, O God, to do Thy will, O Lord, to take away the first and establish the second and set it upon better promises of people. Today, I'm going to say, brethren, that when the seals was open, he said, I saw it, and one said, come and see, lo, a white horse, and him that sat upon him had a bow about him, brother, and he went forth conquering and the conqueror. I'm going to ask you all a question in your mind. Who else in the world has ever come and conquered over death, hell, and the grave? I'm going to say that Holy Lamb could have been the only one that had the power to conquer over and went forth conquering and the conqueror. And he conquered over death, hell, and the grave, brother. And he told John that day when he stood up, he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." He came to preach the gospel unto the poor. I come to lead the captive captive and give gifts unto men. Now that's the one that went forth, brethren, but there was another horse. And the angel said, "Come and see." And there went out a black horse. And him that sat on him, brethren, he had power to take peace from the earth. What do you think about that, brother? Who has ever had power to take peace from the earth? I'll tell you, the one that had power, that was given unto his hand. It was given unto his hand to come and crucify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, "I'll lay my life down and I'll pick it up again." No man had power to lay his life down or pick it up save the Son of God, brother. But the devil went out and there was a war made with a lamb. I'm going to say there he said, "I saw a woman clothed with the sun and the moon was under her feet and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." Brother, and I say the stars represented the 12 tribes, and the moon represented the law, the sun represented the the grace covenant, and that woman, brother, I can't find or understand no other one that she was talking about. Mary, and Mary was a keeper of the law, brother, which typified the church. And she said, and the Bible said, brother Woodrow, this she being in travail and pain and birth to be delivered, she brung forth a man child. And he said, "Thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, who shall, brethren, though thou be small, out of thee shall come forth a ruler, which shall rule all nations with a rod of iron." Now, brethren, I declare today, brethren, and he said, the devil made war with the woman. Brethren, and he said, "I saw a wonder in heaven," didn't he? The first wonder, he saw that woman, and then he said, "I saw another wonder. I saw another wonder in heaven," the same place where this woman was at. Don't tell me this woman was over yonder in the glory world. This woman was she was under the law. She was in the wilderness, brother. And I declare today the wonder was down there. And when she come up at the time of the bread breaking down of the bitty wall petition, the devil sent forth a flood after the woman. And the decree was sent for the children 2 years and under was to die at the hand of the other of the king's servant, brother. And the Bible said they was weeping and lamenting. I declare in the land, Rachel weeping for her children and could not be comforted, brother. You think about your children being slain, coming to your home and taking them out of the bosoms of mothers. Oh, brother, today we're living in a land that's wicked and been wicked a long time. I'm going to say, brother, that the woman, that they was something prepared for her. She was given the wings of an eagle, brethren, to fly into the wilderness, where there was a place prepared for her. The angel of the Lord, here's these angels again. Brother Hughes, they come unto Mary and Joseph that night. You take the young lad and you go over into Egypt land over there. There, the Lord hid him over there. I'm going to say, brother, and it was prophesied that out of Egypt he called his son. Was it not the prophecy, brother? And here today, but then the flood went out. After the woman, there was war in heaven. What heaven was he talking about? Now, brother, I declare you all might disagree with me. But the devil's, I don't believe, ever been over in the glory world. I believe the heaven that was talking about was where that woman was at and where the war was made place. Brethren, he made war with that woman, with the church, brethren. And I declare today, brethren, the devil, The Bible said, brother, that the Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels. And Michael and his angels prevailed against the devil. And brother, I declare he overcame him. Brother, today, I declare he was bound to Babel. We can find where he was bound, brother. And he was bound and a seal was set upon him. I'm going to say, if you've been born again, the devil's been bound in your life. Even his gold goods has been spoiled and casted out. He can't hurt you no longer, people. When the war was made, then the Lord overcame him, brother. On that day when he died on the cross, he said it was finished. The work that you'd give unto me to do, what work did he do? He opened the book. He loosed the seals, brother, and he made the way. Brother, for a long time, I didn't understand some of them seals. And I no doubt you can get 1,000 opinions, Brother Woodrow. But here's he said, they went forth another horse. And he said that horse was black. The second was red. The third horse was a black horse. He that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And he went forth, brother, and I declare today. And he said, a measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. This is what the Lord gave me one day. I come out of a grocery store. I wasn't even thinking about that. And I'd studied on that and thought about it. But Lord, what on earth did this mean? A measure of wheat for a penny. He was up to now. You understand who come forth conquering and to conquer. You understand who the devil was and where the war took place. He was talking about this old church. And he said, a measure of wheat for a penny. God has got a measure of faith to give unto every man. And he bid him to come into his kingdom, brethren, into his vineyard and work for a penny, didn't he? I declare today, brethren, that every man has dealt the measure of faith. He said, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. He said, add unto your faith virtue, and the virtue knowledge, and our knowledge temperance. You add these things, faith, wisdom, and knowledge, brethren, and you'll get the wheat then, brethren, today. And he said, see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. What is the oil, people? Is it not grace? What is the wine? Is it not the Spirit of the Lord? Brethren, today, so he said, see thou hurt not the oil, the wine. You tell me who's got the power to reject or receive the oil, the wine. You got the power to hurt it, brother. You got the power to reject it. It's up to you whether you receive Christ or whether you reject Him. That's how I see that, brother. And I believe then the Lord give it to me. I've heard them put it down a million places. But I believe that line will line up on line with the kingdom and his doctrine, brother. And he said they went forth the pale horse, and him that sat upon him had power. Had power to kill, brother. And I declare today the pale horse and his rider's on every one of us trails. Amen. And if he's not on your trail, he's sitting out there waiting on you, just however you want to put it. The death angel, brother, he's coming through the land, and he's going to reap wherever he can, brother. And the time will come when even as all the prophets of old has laid down and died, I too must go the way of all the earth. But brother, I'm hoping someday I'll be like them. You know, when he opened the 6th seal and he saw under the altar the souls of them that was beheaded for the Word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. When was they beheaded, brother? For the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, I'll tell you what. Old John lost his head, didn't he? Brother, and you can find many of the writers that died because of the testimony of they held. And because of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, it wasn't the testimony of the world, but it was the testimony that God had sent forth His Son into the world and made a way for you and I. Brother, and they cried, Lord, how long? Lord, how long? With thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? And brother, white robes was given unto them and said unto them that they must rest on for a little while. Brother, I declare, if I go before before you. I'm going to say, I'm going to be at rest on the other side. I'm going to be like the one that is under the altar of God, where the paradise of the Lord is, brother. I'll be at rest. Whether he said, the wicked will cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. Now, people today, and if you want that rest, Apostle Paul said, therefore, remains a rest for the children of God. Brethren, there is at hand. If you want it, you can have it. And I'm going to say, if you've been born again, you've already got it. I'm not going to get it. I don't believe in waiting till the end of the world or when you die and then receive eternal life. I believe if the minute that God's Spirit comes into your soul and burns that soul and binds that devil, expose his good and cast him out, I'm going to say you begin to reign with him. And he said, he made under our God kings and priests, and they shall reign with him upon the earth. Brother, I'm going to say we're reigning and living with Christ today. If so be that you've been born again, you're living and reigning with him, according to John in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. You're reigning as kings and priests. Brother, no wonder we got the royal garment on. People today, and hit the holy nation today, and they'll show forth the praise of the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that I has strength enough to raise their arms up, I praise ye the Lord. In praising him, brethren, under the law, they praised him upon the instrument of 10 strings. And they praised him upon the tambourine and the sapphire. I can't pronounce some of them words, but brethren, on every kind of music, I want to say they worship and praise God. But people today, don't you mistake the law covenant from the grace covenant. I've never found in the grace covenant where God ever told no man to worship him upon an instrument of a 10 strings. But listen what Paul told him when he came by Mars Hill. He said, I'll be held your devotion unto the unknown God, whom ye said you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, the God who's not worshipped in temples made with men's hands, or neither is he worship with men's hands, as though he needs anything, seeing he gives life and breath unto all things, and they've made of one blood all nations. Brother, I declare today there's only one blood today. If you've been born again, you're of the one blood. I've been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. People today, if you're in that kingdom, there's not enough devils in hell to pull you out. And if you ain't in that kingdom, you better build your house on the solid foundation, on the stone. He said, if the stone falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. But take heed how you build. If you build on hay, wood, or stubble, every man's work shall be tried and nailed that by fire. So people today, and God said he is a consuming fire. And the writer said, I saw him coming. Brethren, to take vengeance upon them that dwell upon earth. He's coming out as a consuming fire, brother, and he's going to consume the wickedness of this world. Who's going to be able to stand? Who's going to be able to stand? Ask yourself that question. Are you going to be able to stand in that morning? I'll tell you what it's going to be, brethren, when the great white throne judgment comes, when the end, the last war of Armageddon comes. Brethren, when the devil goes out against the saints and the Lord is going to devour him and cast him into the burning lake of fire, brethren, that's going to be the very end of it. What I can understand and see, brethren, that's going to be the last battle that's going to fight. The devil and all of his angels are going to come up against him upon the breath of the earth. The Bible said, and the devil and his angels will be cast into the burning lake of fire. That's the final death, brethren. That's the second death. He said, where the beast is, brethren. I declare today in the false province. And here, brethren, and if your name has not been found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, brethren, they shall be judged out of the things written in the books. Who are they and who are us? They are the world, people. us is the church. And if you have you been judged, or if you're judged out of the things written in the book, brethren, I'm going to say you're going to be weighed in the balances, and you're going to be found wanting. You're going to be like the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. When you lay weighed in the balances and found wanting, brethren, I declare it's going to be too late to pray. For when death comes, he said there was no device in the grave whereby a man can work. Work while it's day, for when darkness come, Brother Woodrow, no man can work. I'm thankful today that we can work while it's day. It's day to day, people. The day is the day of salvation. While His Spirit still strives in the hearts of men, while He's still knocking softly at the door. He's standing at the door. He stands all the day long knocking at the door. If you will open the door, let Him come in. I'm going to tell you, brethren, He wants to come in. He's got His arms out and He's a beckoning. Come unto Me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. For My yoke is easy and My burdens is light. I've never found the Lord's way too hard, brethren, but I declare I found the devil's way to be a hard road to hoe, brethren. Everywhere I went, I found sorrow and trouble, worry and one thing or another. But when the Lord found me in the waste howling wilderness, hearing My cry, brethren, I never found Him down there. I was a crying, and He found me down there. There I wept. I was like the prodigal son. I had no home, brethren. But I remembered Father's house. I remember there was a land, brethren, that flowed with milk and honey. I'd heard my old mother sing about. I'd heard my dad talk about. Brethren, I declare today, and I started to make heaven my home. I begin to weep. And I begin to cry like the rudder of old said. Like a crane did I chatter, like a dove did I mourn. People, if you don't mourn on this side of the grave, you're not going to see what heaven looks like. I declare, if you're not sorry over what you've done, and if you don't repent, you'll not see what heaven looks like. He said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish, and where I am, you cannot come. So the day work while it's day, but when darkness come, no man can work. I don't know, brother. I believe the day that this is the word of the Lord. Amen. By Him that lives forever and ever. And without Him, brethren, we can do nothing. But by Him, we can do all things. I'm going to bring my remarks to a close. You, brethren, if you got someone else, or if you want me to call, come to an end, Brother Woodrow. If there's one here that feels that they've been down to that banquet house, if they have had that banner over them, and that banner, I'm going to say, is the love of God and the grace of the Lord and the seal that's put upon them. I'm going to say today, if you've had that done, it's time to go home and tell your friends how great things that the Lord has done for you. And the Lord has done anything for you, I'm going to say you know something about it. You're not ignorant, people. You know whether the Lord has come into your life. Why? Because He said, My Spirit beareth witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. Now, if you ain't had no experience, and He said, brethren, concerning this here blood that come down, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us. And I'm going to say, people, today, and by the remission of their sins, bring knowledge of salvation. I'm going to say, by the remission of your sins, if you've been born again, you have a knowledge of that. And it's not by the fleshly mind or by the things of the world, but by My Spirit. When My Spirit bear witness to your spirit that you know something about it. So it's a spiritual knowledge. It's not the knowledge that I had brought me over here on this side of the river this morning, brethren. It's a knowledge that comes from God, and God only can give you this experience. But the things I experienced, I do know something about. And if I'm not experienced them, brother, I don't know nothing much about them. Only what I can read. I've never experienced looking over into the glory world. I've never experienced seeing Jesus Christ with my natural eyes. But yet I do believe. I'm like the writers of old said, brethren, that I do believe. The things that took place many centuries ago, brethren, I wasn't there. But yet I believe, brethren. I wasn't there when He parted the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went over dry shod. I wasn't there when Moses brethren, and they sang the song of Moses and of the Lamb. I wasn't there, brethren, when he called the water to be turned to wine and wine. I wasn't there when I can go on and on how the Lord caused the blind to see and the crippled to walk. I wasn't there, but yet I believe. Why do I believe? Because I believe it's a real salvation today, and it's in the hearts of His people. And I feel the spark of the Lord, a spark of my soul. Brother, and I declare today by Him to live forever, that it'll be the truth by the word of the Lord. And people, today, and if you've been born again, come home and tell what God has done for you. Sing, brother. For a man that thought, I couldn't say nothing, it shows you what the Lord can do. It's no longer ye that speaketh, but God that speaketh in ye, to will and to do of His good pleasure. It's not me that you give glory to, but you give glory to the God of, and the glory unto Him who deserves all glory and honor and thanksgiving. Unto Him, give Him the glory. Exalt His name above every name. For God, it pleased God to give Him a name that is apart above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow.
Jehovah Selah, is that the old shepherd's name I see? Hey.